Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
I'm Andrew, and we're brothers, and this is
the Daniel and Andrew Show, where we give our opinions about movies and TV and movies about the bald men trying to take over the world. So, Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Well, I guess it's the universe. Did you have a good week this week?
Yeah, this week was fine. Nothing too crazy. I watched Jujutsu Kaisen from start to finish. Not sure why you don't want to watch it, because this season was really good. Like, so much action everywhere. Like, whenever you're like, there's a lot of times where you're like, stop blabbing, just fight already or whatever. Like, this show gets down to it. And there really isn't much, like, there really isn't any filler in the season at all.
That's good. I don't know. I just, action doesn't equal amazing. Can't wait to watch the show. I mean, good action can, the show could still be not uninteresting for me.
I guess. There's still plenty of story being told during the action, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I think they're just kind of, you know, demons, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I just didn't grab me for longer. I mean, I'm pretty sure I watched like most of the first season, if not all of it. So I don't know. I don't know. Anything else?
No, that was about it. That's about all the stuff I watched, yeah.
What did we watch? Oh, watch the rest, that the final episode came out of that game show that we watched, The Final. The Floor? Not The Final. The Floor. And the ending is pretty anticlimactic. Like, the one lady, so it's like all these people on a floor, and then they have their little categories that they're like the expert in, quote unquote. And then they want to take more spot up on the floor, by battling each other in these duels. And just basically, like, they show pictures of, like, if the category is fruits, they show a picture of a fruit and then they say like what it is and there's time or whatever. Anyway, so the winner, she was like in a corner for most of the, so she was like, didn't fight that much. And she fought like in the first or couple episodes, and then she didn't do anything until the very end, and she won the show in one battle. So it was kind of anticlimactic.
You mean that's kind of how the show was designed?
I know that's how the show's designed, exactly. And then also there's nobody else on the floor because it was the last two people. So then there's like, it's like a fake, you know, they didn't have an audience or anything. So it's a fake audience, and she's like, you know, confetti cans. She's like, woo, but there's like no audience. There's no one on the floor. So it's just kind of like weird. I don't know if they should have brought everyone back on the floor or something like that, but it just was really weird ending. And then it's like, okay, bye-bye. I mean, I think the show's pretty good, though. It's a more decent game show that's been out recently. But, I mean, we'll see if it has more. What else? I mean, I wanted to see Dune again and to get more, you know, things. And also, I didn't get to see it in IMAX because IMAX is like sold out like every day, even on these weekdays. They're like, I mean, they're not every seat. If I want to look straight up at an IMAX screen, I can.
Yeah.
Or be like way at the edge. But I definitely want to see it again. I'm probably gonna watch one of the animated movies for the Oscars. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday. That was kind of like a surprise nomination, Robot Dreams. They put it out this week, so I might see that today. The only thing I've played the new wrestling game, and it's pretty good. But it's in the pre-order access right now. And I was off these couple days, so I was like, well, I'll get it now so I can play it, because when it comes out, I'll be working. but what's really fun about those games is, for most people, is like, you can download like people's created characters or whatever, you know, people that aren't in the game or whatever. If you try to do that, it crashes the game.
Nice.
Like the online is pretty much
doesn't function.
So there's this wrestler who has a YouTube channel, Up Up Down Down. They do video games. He's just a wrestler that likes to play video games. Anyway, of course, they're going to promote the wrestling game on that. So they're live playing him and another wrestler, and they're setting up these online games, and they get, a viewer to play against them, right? And they're setting up tag team matches, and they set it all up, and then they get into the match, and then his game crashes. and he's so mad, the guy. he's so mad, and it just keeps crashing over and over for like an hour while they're playing. So the online is really buggy. I'm sure they'll patch it. It's probably gonna get fixed, and it's in pre-order access right now anyway. So I doubt it's like all the people.
Yeah, it's only screwing over the people that probably paid more money.
Paid a lot of money. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
how much is it for the pre-order access thing?
It just doesn't matter. It's whatever you get. Whatever version you get, there's like,
oh, okay, you just had
the $90 one and the $100-something one. I don't understand now the getting the fancier edition, other than getting like the DLC, like spend 20 extra bucks or like 50 extra bucks. The 50 extra bucks, you don't get anything physical anymore, so this, I don't know. There's like this, like it's like My Team, but it's the wrestlers, and you have like your faction or whatever. But it's just like that the basketball one. You can grind or pay for the wrestlers. There's no like,
okay, yeah,
no trading or anything. So I don't know. I think it's dumb. But you can unlock some alternate versions of wrestlers or like different wrestlers in that mode. So that's the only reason anyone would probably play it, but I don't want to play it. And I definitely don't want to spend money on it. So, but I mean, I think it's fun. And they've updated the modes that I actually watch or play. So I'm cool with that. But it's a pretty fun game. It's the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania this year. So I played that. They have a showcase mode, and they have like famous matches through the 40 WrestleManias. So I played all that just to unlock all the guys. And then I'll play the rest of the stuff that I want to play. It's pretty fun though. But I've only played for a day. So, all right. Let's get into some news here. So there was some news about James Gunn Superman, but the news is that he dropped Legacy from the title, so it's just called Superman. And then they showed the logo, and it's just the S. The S is really big, and there's yellow around the S.
That's some crazy news, man.
I know. People were, like, freaking out about it, and I was like, it's just the S. It's not even, like, the full suit or anything. Then I'd be like, okay, the full suit, but it's just an S. And then he called it Superman. He's like, the first draft was called Superman Legacy. The final draft, I dropped the Legacy. You know, it's just called Superman now. It's like, all right.
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that people were that excited about that. I was like, it's not really not that much of news. I don't know. Are you excited about that at all?
I like Superman. And I mean, he hasn't really been done justice in a long time. So I hope it's a good movie. Because also it kind of needs to be a good movie if they want their little franchise to lift off. But it's going to take a while to hit that mark. Hopefully they can do it. They probably won't, but we'll see.
All right. Yeah. I don't think that there's been a good Superman movie probably since Christopher Reeve. I mean, Man of Steel's decent. But not a good one. So that was a first look at Superman. There's a lot of first looks. There was one for Tron that was like, okay, it's a dude in a suit. The one with Jared Leto, but it's not that interesting. Did you see the pictures from The Crow? They're doing that Crow remake, reboot,
yes,
or whatever.
I did. Yeah. I don't know. People are saying it looks like Joker or something from
Speaking of Jared Leto, I think he looks terrible. I hope that's not his final look. You've got Bill Skarsgård, who's been Pennywise, and he was in the last John Wick movie.
I don't know. I have seen The Crow like one time a million years ago. I don't know. I didn't think it looked bad or something. He was going to be emo and dark looking and stuff.
I mean, he looks cooler in the original version, but I don't know. I think he looks like, I don't know, Machine Gun Kelly or something. He looks really stupid. And yes, that means Machine Gun Kelly looks stupid, but I don't think anybody's like, sad about that. Mad about. I don't know. I think it looks real freaking goofy, and I hope that's maybe he changes during the movie or something.
I really doubt it's gonna change, but maybe it'll look better on the screen and not in a picture.
Yeah, well, that's coming out in like June. It took the place of the Ballerina, the John Wick spinoff. So we'll see how it is. I have to put stuff out about it quickly because they moved it up like a year. So we'll see. I don't know. That doesn't give me much hope so far.
Okay.
They shut down Rooster Teeth. Warner Brothers shut down Rooster Teeth after 20 years. I mean, the only thing I ever watched was Ruby, so.
Yeah. Does that mean, like, oh, they were doing, does that mean Ruby's over? Is that what that means? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. That's a good point.
I was still going, and then they animated the series. Like, they were making it, you know, a cartoon instead of from the beginning. So I wonder if that's still going. Because I am definitely a fan of that show. I didn't know they canceled it or whatever.
This is straight from Variety. After unsuccessful attempts to sell the unprofitable Fandom Gaming and Comedy Entertainment Division, they're shutting it down. All the staff were notified together. Just laying off all the people. Currently in talks to sell the rights to certain Rooster Teeth catalog content and intellectual property, such as Ruby, Red versus Blue, Genlock. Looking to sell the podcast network. Yeah, they're just looking to sell it. I mean, I would assume that some of the stuff would be picked up other places, but I don't know. I only looked at this story because, I mean, there's something that we actually watched, but I don't think most of that stuff will probably just go to oblivion here.
Hopefully someone picks up Ruby. Because, I mean, that's profitable. That was probably the only thing profitable about that company, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, that's a classic YouTube, or not even YouTube. That was before YouTube, Rooster Teeth. But, I mean, that's definitely, if you've been on the internet for a long time.
Like almost all of those internet shows, that were before the internet, like not before the internet, before YouTube. I mean, Almost all of them are gone now. I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the creators have moved on and done other things. I mean, people from YouTube have been very successful, not on YouTube. So, and then there's people that are incredibly successful just staying on YouTube. I mean, Mr. Beast is destroying it. So, I mean, there's people. So we'll see what happens with them. But, I mean, I just thought that was kind of surprising. I didn't realize that Warner Brothers owned them. I'm not surprised if it wasn't profitable. I'm surprised they didn't chop that sooner. With the CEO is pretty, likes to chop things pretty quickly. So,
like I said, I think their show side was probably profitable, but on YouTube, they would have, you know, gaming news sort of channels and stuff. I don't really see it. I mean, it depends on how many people are paying and stuff to actually do that. When, you know, one person on YouTube can do the exact same thing.
Yeah, it said it had 150 employees plus, you know, the in-between people that go between the executives and then Rooster
Teeth. That's probably too much. They probably would, if they wanted to keep it going, they need to make it a much smaller team, like 4 or 5 people or something.
I mean, you can't be successful with that.
Yeah, they probably just trash it, and if they can always bring it back with different people or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't have much hope if I was working at Rooster Teeth right now, unfortunately. Anyway, well, I guess or being laid off from Rooster Teeth right now. Okay. So we got a Young Sheldon spinoff. I don't know if you heard about this.
Are you kidding me? This is already a spinoff.
So yeah, prequel series, whatever you want to call it. So Okay. Well, you don't know about this. So who's the spinoff about? Let me. You tell me. I want you to guess.
His brother?
That's right. That is correct. Georgie and Mandy there. Spinoff about them.
Yeah. Honestly, you can feel it in the blah. I haven't seen, I think then is a new season coming out?
This new season is started or just about to start, I want to say.
Okay, well, this latest season has almost been like their show, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, with her whole pregnancy thing and stuff. So I could see it.
Yeah, it's already started, the new season. Season 7, which will be the final season of Young Sheldon.
Yeah. I'm assuming it would be the same people, right? Just pick up right where you left off sort of thing?
Yeah, I would assume that it won't be most of the people from the show. I feel like they'll probably move away from, I mean.
Well, yeah. It'll just be the mom and the dad actors, and then they'll just have their, I would assume they time jump, you know, a few years so their kids are grown, and it's probably them parenting.
Probably. I think from what I understand, they're going to like a slightly different, a multi-cam format instead of a single cam format, which would make it different. They could probably be more dramatic. One of the characters is supposed to pass away in the timeline.
We always thought that was going to happen in this show.
Yeah, so and they'll probably deal with that in that show, I would assume. But, you know, I foresee this spinoff going for many years and everyone loving it. Not at all. I think this is going to be like a one and done. No one's like, you know, which character I love on Young Sheldon is the best character. I've always loved him is Georgie. No one's ever said that. No one's like, that's my favorite character.
I don't know. I mean, he is funny and stuff, but I wouldn't say make a show about him.
They probably just don't want to pay Jim Parsons anymore, because I'm sure he there's a lot of money from
him. Well, he helped write it and stuff, I think, too. Produces it or something.
He produced it. Yeah, he was the one that he was going to make a show, and then they were like, hey, you want to, this show sounds good. You want to just make it about Sheldon? And he's like, sure. But I don't know. I think they're going to, as long as they have the grandma, I think I'm good.
I mean, I didn't think the grandma was going to be in it.
Oh, well, then I'm not interested. Let's see. I don't know. I don't think that's going to last.
I could see them like guest starring or something on certain episodes.
Grandma's
going to come help us watch the kids.
I wonder if they'll move away or something and they'll just be not in the same place. I wonder. We'll see what happens.
Well, he starts his own tire business is the, that's his arc.
And oh, really?
In Big Bang Theory, he has his own tire business.
Oh, well, there you go then. That's probably it then.
So I would assume he goes and starts his business or whatever, and they move out to wherever. I assume it's still in Texas, because in the show he's
probably
in Texas still.
So. Yeah, probably.
But so. Texas is big, so.
It
close
is.
Close enough
it
to
is.
Have the guest stars, but close enough that they're not in every episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. All right. So last week we talked about Avatar, The Last Airbender on the show. So renewed. They renewed it, and they renewed it for two more seasons. So we'll get, I'm assuming they're going to do it all in those like just like the original show, three seasons. Right?
Yikes.
So
they already did all the second and the third season in the first season. What are they going to do?
That's not true at all.
You know, see, you know that one episode where they, the secret tunnel episode, and they put that in the most recent one in the season.
Okay.
That's in season two, that whole arc of going in the tunnel. That's at the beginning of season two. So they literally pulled episodes from season two and put them into season one.
Yes, I understand. I saw the show as well.
Like I said, they pulled up everyone's backstory and they put it in season one. Like, what are they going to talk about?
The thing is he didn't have that much growth, I feel like, in this first season. So, I mean...
don't think anyone had any growth, but
I mean they did, or well,
they just, you know, grow and learn stuff on their own now.
So that's how it works.
Maybe Aang will just self-teach himself all of the bending styles.
Well, that's what Katara did, so anyone could do it. All right, well, I'm just letting you know there's two more seasons. I don't know if you're going to like it or not. I mean,
the show was going to be successful. People were going to be curious.
We'll see how the second season goes. And if the second season sucks and people hate it, and might not do that hot.
Yeah, you can't mess up Toph. Like, Toph is very important.
Yeah, that'll be crazy. We'll see how that works.
You got to have a good blind bandit episode that needs to be fire. Or should I say earth?
Nice. I don't know. I think the first season has the most recognizable episodes off the top of my head. And they fumbled most of those. So we'll see what happens with season two. I think the third season is my least favorite season, even though it has the good resolution. And which is weird because that's like mostly Fire Nation stuff. So you'd think I'd like it more, but, I think the journey is more interesting in that show than the,
there's some good episodes in the third. You got the Boiling Rock where they're in the prison. And they got to break out. There's some good action there. And they learn firebending from the dragon masters.
Yeah, I mean, there's cool stuff. It's just, it's probably the...
Yeah, but when they smash it all together and it's the Boiling Rock and they learn from the firebenders in the same episode, it's just going to be really lame.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If they even do some of those, I mean...
Yeah, it'll be the prison, right? And they have to get on top of the prison, and the firebender dragon masters live up there just randomly. So then they're like, well, we might as well learn since we're here.
And then Jet will return for some reason.
Yeah, Jet's over there bombing some Earth Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. And then UA will come from the sky.
She's alive in the spirit world.
Yeah, exactly. She's a fox. All right. Iroh also forgot to say that's the lady from Prey. It's Princess Yue. We didn't even talk. I don't even think we talked about her at all.
In our goofy wig.
Yeah, goofy wig. The wig in the movie looked way better. I don't know why
you can't just have her have just like white hair. Why do you have to give her the...
goofy wig,
the whole get up? It's too much.
Anyway, I like her. I wish they would make a Prey sequel, but they're not going to do that. Anyway, cool. That is all the news I got. Let's talk about some trailers. Speaking about prisons, Sing Sing, got a trailer for that. Coleman Domingo already has good buzz about this movie. He's nominated for an Oscar this year. Maybe he'll get nominated again. What'd you think of that trailer?
You know, looks like a down-to-earth kind of story. Doesn't interest me. Looks boring. Looks like, you know, Oscar bait. You know, stuff like that. Doesn't interest me, but I'm sure it has a good story.
Yeah.
Not a rule, but they're usually morals. Trying to commute. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I think it's based on a book, like a best-selling book, I think. It looks almost like a documentary, but it's not. Like, yeah, the style kind of gave me documentary for some reason. I don't know. I'll probably watch it.
I think you'll probably watch it like December of next year when you have to watch it for the Oscars.
We'll see. I mean, I think it comes out before that. I mean, I know. I mean, we've seen prison movies before. I mean, Shawshank Redemption and others. I mean, is there more to do? I mean, we'll see. But I mean, I think it looks pretty good. I only know Coleman Domingo. Everybody else, it's like, I don't know. I don't know how any of these other people are. So we'll see. That's actually probably a good thing. That's not like, I don't know, Denzel Washington or something. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's that guy. I mean,
it would sell more if he was in it, but
yeah,
they're probably not going for sells. They're probably, they're Oscar baiting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also probably cheaper to have nobody's.
Yeah. Further.
Or maybe they just got the right actor for the job. That does happen sometime too. So we'll see about that. Let's talk about Garfield.
I mean, we've talked about it once before on that little tiny trailer that I gave.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Chris Pratt's a better fit than he was for Mario for Garfield.
I still don't think he's the right fit, though.
I mean, I don't think he's the right fit for either of them, but it makes a little more sense for Garfield. I feel like he could pull that off, I don't think he pulled off Mario at all.
Well, most of the people in Mario didn't pull off anything, so. I mean, other than Bowser.
The trailer, something about his dad, has to help his dad or something.
Yeah. Samuel Jackson's his dad.
Yeah, it's just all poopy caca, you know, kid stuff, running the mill.
I thought there were some pretty funny jokes in it. I mean, I laughed a couple times. I mean, maybe not laughed, maybe light chuckle, smile. I mean,
yeah.
I like animated movies. I think it's Illumination, and they've been doing pretty well. I mean, Migration was okay. But they also have Despicable Me 4 coming out, so I'm sure if this one doesn't blow the doors off, I'm sure they'll make plenty of money with that. So,
yeah. I mean, when you do Garfield, you maybe might get an older crowd as well. So maybe that'll help.
I think it'll help because, I mean, yeah, I mean, grandparents can take their grandkids to it and they know Garfield. Parents can
I
take
mean, I think if they release it, you know, on a holiday weekend or I don't know when it's releasing.
Probably Memorial Day.
I believe. One of those that has like the Monday off too sort of thing. I think it'll do pretty well. Either that or you wait till summer. I think it'll probably do pretty well if it's released at the right time.
Oh, it's May for sure. I think it's Memorial Day. Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. that and something else comes out. I think it's like Furiosa comes out that weekend. I mean, there's not that much crossover on those, so should be enough room for everybody. I don't know.
That movie's probably going to clean up.
Yeah. Lots of people were reacting saying the trailer sucked. I mean, I didn't think it sucked. So, I mean, I was expecting...
The trailer was exactly terrible. What I expected, so...
Yeah. Well, I expected something horrible. I mean, I liked the first trailer with Baby Garfield. It's pretty cute. So, we'll see. All right. This one was kind of weird. There's no talking at all, even. And then at the end of this trailer, they show a whole voice cast. So I don't know why they're not having the voice or talking or anything in this trailer with a wild robot.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah, it looks good. I just don't know why they're not, like, pretending like no one's talking.
Kind of reminded me of like WALL-E or something, but...
WALL-E and Fantasia mixed together.
Yeah, it looks cool. This is one of the only, I guess, kids movies that, you know, I can say I'm actually a little bit interested in. So, but if there is talking and this is just like a first look sort of thing, and you're going to tell me Awkwafina is talking as a bird or something.
No Awkwafina. No Awkwafina. The Wild Robot. It's based on a book. September 2024. Interesting. I mean, it looks good. There's nothing coming out during that time.
I mean, it's still early. Stuff will get announced.
September 20th? I mean, that's usually pretty...
Well, when's, like, you know, Moana coming out and stuff?
That's November. Like, that's coming out for the holidays.
Okay,
Director of Lilo and Stitch is directing this movie, The Croods. So, animation vet for the director. Yeah.
I thought Croods was kind of like a sleeper hit. I thought it was pretty good.
I think The Croods is really good. And then they made a second one. I was like, they made a second one of these? And then I remember watching.
They made a second one.
They made a second one called Croods, A New Age. Not as good. But they have the whole cast. They have the whole cast in the second, like, it's like Emma Stone, Ryan Reynolds, Nicolas Cage, like, and they had the whole cast back for the second one, and that movie came out to a wet fart, The Croods 2. Croods 2, let's see. So it came out in 2020 as well, so, I mean, came out, made $216 million, The Croods 2. We'll see how this one goes. I mean, I think it looks pretty good. That could be a sleeper hit, that literally nobody is talking about. I mean, me and Dad did our little movie draft or whatever, and I didn't even know this movie existed. And I looked on several lists of movies coming out this year. This is a completely new thing that no one even was talking about. I don't even think anyone really knew about it. So we'll see. All right. So that looks pretty good. We ready to talk about our very long movie?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. This week, our movie that we're reviewing is Dune Part 2. I think there's a missed opportunity to call it Dune Part 2, but that's okay. We have to be serious here.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think it's stupid, and it's funny to me. That's all that matters. What'd you think of this, Andrew? I'm curious because I got lots of Zendaya. I got lots of Batista in this movie, so there should be zero complaints from Andrew. Let's hear them.
And you know what? This movie was a lot better than the first one.
Okay.
I can tell you. All right.
Cool. Cool.
I thought, for one, I feel like the action was a lot better, a little mm-hmm. more focused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really like that scene where they're both taking down the little thing that's taking the spice away.
Yep.
I thought that was a pretty awesome scene.
Me too.
So I was pleased on the Hexion front, and then I was pleased on the Zendaya front. I feel like you go super underused Batista for sure. They kind of just make him, you know, a little wuss. I feel like the role should have been reversed, and what's his head should have played him.
Yeah.
And Batista should have been, because that guy don't look menacing at all. I'm just saying.
Mean, I think that's just the character. I mean, I don't think there's, I mean.
Yeah, wasn't it a miscast? Because you underused Batista.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yes, I agree with you. I mean, I like Batista. I think the whole point is that he's a big guy and he's being,
I guess,
you know,
yeah,
he's like kind of whatever.
I don't think he did like a bad job or anything. I just feel like you underused him.
I know. But I mean, there's more of him in there. And that was your complaint.
Like, if you put Donnie Yen in that role or something, like, you have a great action star.
Yeah,
and you didn't use him for anything.
I just think the point is that he's huge, and then he's like, you know,
well, you didn't get any huge schmo to do that. Don't get Batista.
You got to get a huge schmo that Denis Villeneuve wants, and he worked with him on Blade Runner. So, I mean, I'm sure he picked him for that reason. And Batista's great.
And overall, this one was a lot better. It was really long. Does it detract from the movie? I think so. There are probably some things I could have shortened up, at least made it 230, 220. Was probably doable, but I mean, it's kind of this. When it comes to these types of movies, people want a long movie.
There's a lot of story. Yeah. And apparently there's things in this that they didn't even touch on, like in the book. Like there's,
yeah.
Apparently there's supposed to be a time jump. And that doesn't happen. And other characters have other things happen and doesn't happen. So,
okay.
Book people are never going to be happy, but though, to be honest, I mean,
yeah, I don't,
it was all this time on that.
I don't know if this really needed to be two parts of a movie. I feel like the real meat of the story was in this one, unlike the first one. So would it have been as good if they just shortened up and did some things off screen and stuff? Probably not. I mean, obviously they made the right choice because both are wildly successful. But I don't think there was enough from what they showed to really warrant two movies, but it worked out for them. I think the first movie suffered because of it, because the payoff was really, really good in this one. Whereas the first one, it just sort of ends and there was no payoff.
I mean, I think the characters go on have a story and an arc in both movies. I think this one, I still feel like there's more to it. More. I still don't think I get a full.
I mean, it's not 100% resolution, right?
Not a resolution, okay. But I still feel incomplete. And we all know that I love when I feel like it's incomplete at the end of a movie that I just watched, especially when it's like 2.5 hours plus. So I liked this movie more than the first one, and I thought the first one was really good. I mean, I like Dune, but I also had to like way overcompensate for Dune because you pooped on it so much. So I think
you would have to overcompensate.
Well, because it's a good movie, but it's not, I'm not in love with it. I enjoy it. I think it's well made. Sometimes I do get things a little too lore heavy. I get kind of bored. But I thought this one, well, first of all, I watched a summary of the first movie before I watched this, cause I wanted to make sure I remembered all of it. Yeah. Cause there's a lot.
I should have done that. Still need to watch some kind of recap of the first one.
It's packed. I mean, the movie is packed. Both movies, I mean. And there's definitely things I'm not catching. I want to watch it again. I want to watch it in IMAX or, a premium screen. Because when I watched the summary of the first one, I was like, I don't remember that, or I don't think I caught that the first time watching the first movie. So, in these summaries, so I thought that was funny. They're very densely packed. I think this movie looks amazing, and it all looks real. It looks like a world that exists. It doesn't feel like a set. Doesn't feel like they're on the volume or whatever, and they're like just in a big green screen room, which I like. Yeah. It felt real. I mean, because they're actually shooting in the desert and stuff like that. Everything felt real. The characters felt real. Everyone did a good job. It sounds really good. Like the people whispering and the, you know, them going in the desert and being underground and riding a sandworm. And I mean, all of it looked really good and sounded really good. I wish this movie had come out in its original slot so it could give Oppenheimer a run for its money at the Oscars, because I think Oppenheimer is going to sweep at the Oscars on Sunday. And that makes me sad. So, because this would have taken some, because like cinematography, this movie is great. Looks amazing. So in this movie, takes place right after the first one. Paul is hanging out with the Fremen. He's supposed to be their knight in shining armor here. He's dealing with the Baron still, who didn't die, and then now he's got to deal with the Emperor, who's played by Christopher Walken, which is very distracting when I got Christopher Walken in anything, which is hearing his voice.
He also said like five words.
So. Yeah, but it's just very funny seeing him, especially in this. Just looks kind of weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. But I mean, Christopher Walken's a great actor, but it's just, yeah.
It's that they didn't give him much to work with, so he's just Christopher Walken.
Yeah. and then you got his daughter, played by Florence Pugh. There's some good, lots of good outfits in this. Costume and designer worked really hard to make sure everyone.
Star Wars-y sort of thing, like
detailed
Madonna.
Yeah.
Or and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know somebody had a really good time creating all these outfits and stuff.
For sure.
You can tell there's attention to detail in every little bit. The production design is great. Lady Jessica, his mom, she has a bunch of weird outfits and stuff too. Austin Butler looks really weird with no hair, doing his creepy.
He still looks, you know, good for wearing a bald cap.
Yeah, still a handsome guy. I mean, nothing you can do about that. Doing his I'm a crazy. Crazy acting job here. Zendaya's in it. Zendaya's in it quite a bit. It's definitely a two-hander movie. You know, it's just, it's about her feelings just as much as about his feelings. At some point, I feel like it's more, almost more about her than about him. Near the back half of this movie, he's just kind of, and then he's just starting to do things, and she's like, "What the heck?" so
yeah.
We got more sandworm stuff in this movie. A lot more sandworm, which is cool. I liked that. Yeah. So the scene that you talked about is my favorite scene, where they're shooting down the like helicopter thing and stuff. That was the best scene. And I think he's running as they're shooting it. As she shoots it down, he's running, or she's running. I can't remember. Someone's running. And then the helicopter comes down. That was awesome.
As they're running. Yeah. Yeah.
And the sound is great. The shot is great. The sound is great. It, you know, I just like the whole framing of that. And that scene's great. Writing the sandworm is good when he's, you know, trying to write it for the first time. And then the battle sequence where they're riding the sandworms into battle. Very cool. I mean, I thought this movie was better than the first one. I enjoyed it more. I think I was bored a little bit more, but that's because I know the characters and stuff. So now it's just kind of, it starts to get a little Game of Thrones-y for me, a little Senate meetings and Star Wars for me.
I don't know. I felt like that in the first one. So.
In the first one, I didn't know the characters, so I'm like getting to know them, so I find that interesting. So I'm okay with that. This one, now I kind of know them. Okay, well, that's how I feel. I mean, you can feel differently. It's okay. You know, now we're in the world. I feel like I know the characters, and then I'm kind of like, eh.
Now those same set of meetings are just so, it's such a dull boringness now.
Well, because I assume that our hero's going to win. I assume that he's going to come out on top. I assume the people working in the shadows are not going to work out for them. I mean, mm-hmm. I could be wrong because I don't know the story. So maybe I'm wrong to assume these things. But I know there's like 800 books. So I'm assuming it works out and they move on. But I mean, I don't know for sure. Do you have any other overall thoughts here before we get into spoilers?
We can give a rating and then go on to spoilers.
Okay. I am at 8.5 is my rating for this.
Yeah, I think I'd give it an 8. Definitely between an 8 and a 9.
Yeah.
I think the next one can definitely be a 9. It just doesn't, it doesn't need to be so long. And, like you said, there's lots of boring talking bits. That's just kind of, you know, dumbing the plot sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot in the front chunk half of this movie. I think once it gets to the Baron and Austin Butler's character, I actually thought it was more interesting. But I also think it was because I'm learning more about that little group. I thought that was more interesting than, I mean, I feel like I've seen the desert people and.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I feel like I could be like, it's like, yes, there. I can quickly understand what those people are about. But the Harkonnens are kind of weird and have like weird stuff to learn about them. So I thought they were just more interesting to learn about. And they had their like weird ink blot fireworks. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping in the next one, you know, Yeah, maybe like some space battles or something. I don't know. That's kind of when I think of sci-fi or something. I have no idea what's coming next. I really don't. In terms, I know they are going to battle. I don't know where any of it takes place. Nothing. I'm completely lost. So,
well, I mean, it's all about the spice or whatever. You can make the fuel to travel planets or whatever. So, I mean, they can't. They're not traveling if they don't have the spice. So, I don't think you're going to get a lot of space battles.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not Star Wars.
Their line is really cool.
Yeah, like, no.
That ship is sweet.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I agree. Silvery. All of their stuff is all, like, metallic-y for the Emperor. Like, all their outfits and stuff were kind of metallic. And the ship is metallic and stuff like that. I think that's... They all have their, like, you know, little color palette that each little group works from.
Yeah. Well, you can probably go into spoilers unless you got anything else to say.
No, I don't think so. All right. So, a lot to unpack there. I mean, I think that Paul is going to come out on top, so I'm not, like, super worried about that.
No, he loses.
He takes care of a few people in this. I mean,
I don't think he's going to become, you know, new Darth Vader, turn to the dark side.
I mean, it's possible. So, I mean, okay, so there's, what's her name? Rebecca Ferguson's character. She's pregnant. So that was the one part of this movie I was like, this is so weird.
And she's just talking to her unborn baby.
Yeah, the sci-fi-y, it's very, that's like definitely a sci-fi weird thing. Mm. that I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm down for that.
This is probably where they'll do the time jump, because I mean, she has to be born, right? And
yeah,
have a heart play.
So apparently in the book, Chani, who's Zendaya's character, is pregnant. And they have a kid. That's the time jump. So they have a kid, and then that kid is supposed to be the one, right? Because they say the mom was supposed to have a daughter, and then the daughter gives birth to the Messiah. That would be the kid. So, and they don't even do that or touch that. Zendaya is pregnant now or not.
So we're saying Rebecca Ferguson, that kid's gonna be the Messiah.
No. So, well, I would assume we're going to get Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet's kid. Sorry, these characters. Paul and Chani's kid would be that one.
Okay.
It's just that.
I just haven't done that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if they're kind of taking parts of that and just kind of giving that to that storyline.
Well, they didn't say she was pregnant, but she very well could be pregnant already.
Yeah. Yeah, there is like one scene where they're like, just done it.
Clearly, yeah.
Kind of weird.
What I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's possible. Yeah, I don't know. These weird off-screen pregnancies is weird. But that's fine. I mean, we'll see. But yeah, so... Yeah, so there's the sister or whatever, and she's talking to her the whole time, and then it's Anya Taylor-Joy is the person who's playing the voice. I was like, I heard the voice the first time, and I was like, that's Anya Taylor-Joy. And I mean, we knew she was at the premiere and stuff, and people were like, is Anya Taylor-Joy in this movie? And I was like, I heard the voice, and I was like, that's exactly who that is. So,
yeah, well, she's probably going to, I'm assuming she's going to be in the next one in their time jumping.
I would assume, but I mean, it's going to be weird. It's going to be like, old man Timothy there. You have to put some makeup on him or something. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how.
I mean, be older in general by the time it comes out, but.
Yeah. Yeah, but Anya Taylor-Joy won't be older. She'll be older, but she's supposed to not be older. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know why you'd pick a person that's like an adult. I don't know. We'll see what they do. But but yeah, there's a lot of things. It's like, so at the end of this movie, he's like the emperor's daughter. He's like, so you gonna be my wife or what? Because, you know, I've taken care of business here. And Johnny's like, I'm mad about that. I just thought that was interesting.
It felt very like Twilight-y or something, like who are you gonna pick or something like that.
But it's like we know who he actually loves. I mean, it felt and it was all like very quick. I mean, like the battle, they were like, we've won.
All armies attack, and then the next scene is like, we're in the throne room
taking care of business. It's already done. Yeah, I thought that was weird.
I kind of wanted to see more on the action side, but I mean, you would have been at like over a 3-hour movie that had something like that.
So they focused more not on the battle and stuff, and I mean, there's lots of opportunity for more battles if they're going to do this whole war, intergalactic war. So, there's plenty of time for battles, I guess. And so maybe that's why it wasn't like the number one priority. There's just like, and that's in the, this is in the last half hour. There's just like so much like conflict between characters, and there's a lot of like this person should be this and blah blah blah, and this person is family of this person, that surprise. And I was like, I feel like there's a lot happening in this back chunk that got a lot of very just too many characters Game of Thrones for me. But
what that he's the son of both houses.
House of this, house of that, and
he's
then
a Targaryen and a Star Core. He can bridge the gap. Very Game of Thronesy.
But what's funny, this is way before, I mean, Dune's before, predates Star Wars and finally getting adaptions of the book that are good. I'm interested. I like the characters. Timothée Chalamet does a good job. Zendaya does a good job. What's his name? Javier Bardem was kind of funny in this movie. I don't know why they gave him like zingers. Like he's like doing dad jokes, like space dad jokes, I guess.
I'll say the only thing of like, I needed some subtitles while he was talking. Some of the stuff, like I literally didn't understand what he said.
Oh, I think I understood everybody, but yeah. I think I've seen enough space desert planets to last me forever. I hope they go to a different locale next time. I'm tired of desert planets and space stuff.
For Avatar, they're going to be in the desert a lot in season 2, and it needs to look like this.
It won't look like that. They're going to be in the volume, and then just throw sand in his face. I think they did a good job. I mean, when they're like underneath the sand, like, you know, ready to take care of business, I thought that was pretty cool when they like pop out of the sand. I don't know how you couldn't tell that they were under the sand. Like, how deep do you have to be in the sand to like be able to pop up? Because I would assume sand is heavy. So you have to be like deep enough to not be seen, but also not
well,
too deep.
Well, they had
deep.
Some mechanism that was keeping them, well, was helping them breathe. Plus,
just
I
a
think
breathing tube.
Them.
Just that's a breathing it? Tube. Yeah. 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 And then I liked their like floaty jetpacks. Thought that was pretty cool. I mean, there's cool yeah. stuff about it. I mean, I feel like I could get more into the lore-y, like, you know, like interpersonal conflicts or whatever, but I feel like that's just too much. It's just too much, and I don't feel like actually getting into all the minutiae.
Yeah,
that
just want to stay casual, and I mean, that's probably most of the audience is just wants yeah. a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's a good movie. What's his name? Is Josh Brolin's in the movie, and he comes, it's like he shows up partway through, and he's basically just there to be like, hey, shut up, we're doing things here, don't screw it up for us.
Yeah. We're trying to kill some Harkonnens. Shut up already and let's get the battle.
God.
I know where a bunch of atomic missiles are, and we yeah. gonna use them.
I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. He's just there to be like, hey, shut up. And then kill Batista. Pretty quickly, too.
Did he die?
Batista?
Oh, yeah. Batista died. Yeah.
Yeah. He kills
like I said,
Batista.
He was completely underused. He didn't do
he killed Batista. He's like, you killed all my friends. Death. Quickly. Yeah. 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 I just thought that was funny. And like they come to the throne room and Batista's like, I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's another good, I guess Denis Villeneuve just wants to have a good knife fight at the end of his Dune movies between two guys.
I do like a good duel. Although I feel like this was more of like a slap fight than if anything, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought actually Austin Butler's character was pretty good. I liked when he in that like Coliseum and it's like black and white.
Yeah. It was good. I liked the world and everything. That is cool that it's black and white. But I don't know. I feel like they did all that, and then his role to play was, I'm going to lose this duel to Atreus. So, like, okay.
I think, yeah, but he sleeps with that lady or whatever, so the bloodline's still around or whatever.
I guess, yeah.
Harkonnens are still around from that planet or whatever, but then also Paul's part Harkonnen, and so I mean but yeah,
exactly, it's like there was no point for him really.
I guess it's just there's people that can be you know, the emperor or whatever, there's backups, there's seating other people that could try
I
to
think
go.
It'll be important, and the time if they do a time jump, it'll be important.
Oh yeah, they're definitely going to do one. So we'll see. The next book is called Dune Messiah. So, and I would assume that's what they would do, and that would hopefully be the end of the trilogy. I think he said.
I do have a question on the end. So at the end, they don't accept his thing or whatever. Does he send them out to fight? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, or? Basically he said, basically he's like, well, I've taken care of business. The girls, the princess says, I'll marry you. But all the other houses are like, nah, I'm not good with hostile takeover. So they'd have to fight, or I don't know, he'd have to just like gain their respect or something, or whatever. But I mean, his whole house pretty much is completely almost wiped out, so they're probably like, well, you're kind of a loser, why would we have you as the emperor? So it'd probably be like he'd have to prove himself type thing.
Okay.
That's That's what I've gleaned. I don't really have any prior knowledge or anything or right. understanding.
So I thought there was like some of them already there and they were going to go do a space battle or something.
No.
And I was like, do any of these people know how to fly a spaceship?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah, like there's things that aren't touched on, and I think it's for story purposes to not like ruin things, but also it's also like, who are all these random, you know, there's like this feel like there's this whole extraneous stuff that is just there. And I think also maybe they don't make more or something, so maybe they don't want to touch on it, and people were like disappointed that it never gets touched on or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, there's like a billion books from Dune.
I hear like in the last couple of books, I guess it gets like really horny or something. The writer got really horny.
Yeah, because his wife passed away or something. They'll know even they won't even get to that. So I would assume. Because I don't think anyone else is going to want to touch Dune after, because Denis Villeneuve did such a great job with it. I doubt anyone will be like, I'll pick it up and do it for you. I don't think that's going to happen. So it'll probably be a third one, and then it'll probably end with something. Somebody will sit on the Iron Throne or whatever, and then that'll be it. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I think it is absolutely worth seeing in the theater. I would watch it, see it on the biggest screen that you can, best sound that you can. I don't even think it's worth seeing at home. I think it's only worth seeing in the theater. I don't think you get the full experience.
I mean, I think it's still a good movie and you can watch it at home, but yeah, I would say don't miss it.
Don't see it in the theater
if you want to see it now.
Yeah, for sure. Good movie. I enjoyed it. This is definitely the best movie so far this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's going to stay up there, you know, hopefully until like Deadpool or something.
At number one, you mean?
Yeah.
What, you're saying Kung Fu Panda 4 isn't going to... It's not going to set the world on fire? How about Ghostbusters?
No.
Kung Fu Panda, and then next week Ghostbusters after that. And then... Godzilla X Kong, that's right after that. Bro. This is March.
That's like triple trash can. That's like,
I don't think so. I'm gonna watch all this. I'm probably gonna see Kung Fu Panda tonight, so we'll see.
I really doubt it's gonna be better than Dune. It looks very generic.
It will be
worse than Dune. One.
I'm just totally joking. I mean, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll probably be up there for a while. I think I might like a Fall Guy or something probably more than that. But I mean, that's in a couple months. So, I mean, good movie, good times. Like to see good movies in the theater.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that wraps up our episode. We will see you guys on the next one. Until then.
This has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.